Chaz and AJ News.
We're gonna get high, high, high with the music on.
It's 420.
Woo!
Won't say bye, 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 bye till the night is gone.
Joe, a chance to weed guys on. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good. We're good.
Joe said he's going to get high on the air.
Nice.
Oh, he sounds very excited already.
In other words, it's Wednesday.
Well, it's the first legal 420 in Connecticut.
Nice.
Yes. So, first legal 420 in Connecticut.
Yep. Momentous.
Yeah. So the air will be full of smoke today. There will be a big cloud over the state of Connecticut.
Yeah, you're going to run through some of that with us during the segment.
Right.
But let's have you light up now.
All right, I got it all ready here.
That's
good. I got some super lemon haze.
Nice. Sounds delicious.
Super lemon.
So here we go. Ready here?
Go for it.
Here's the lighter. That was a big hit.
I can tell.
I'm going to do one more. Hold on, I need two.
Go for
it. Get the day started.
Yeah, do three.
It's a holiday.
Ooh, that was a nice one, too. All right, one more, and that'll be good. All right, big hit now.
Take one more.
One more. I'm going to fill it again.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, you smoked the whole bowl already?
Well, it's a small bowl, you know?
Yeah.
It's not a big giant
one. You have a high tolerance.
Yeah.
Like, I'd already be on the floor.
My lungs would be on fire right now.
All right, here's one more.
All right.
Ready? I'll try and do the whole bowl.
Nice.
All right, that's enough.
How many fingers were holding up?
What are we talking about now?
Your name is Joe.
Who's on the line here? Who's on the line?
I don't know who is.
Do you even get stoned anymore?
Not really, really like I used to, but yeah, there are certain times when I get stoned.
No, I mean, your tolerance is so high to it.
It takes a lot to get you stoned.
Right.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It does.
Yeah. So you're going to be fine. Like, you took four hits.
Yeah.
One was a full bowl.
You like thread a needle right now and stuff
you're
like that.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
You can perform surgery.
Exactly. Don't think you won't. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I just have a cup of coffee and I'll be good.
Yeah. Mm. Just another day.
Take another hit.
I got a busy day today.
What's that?
I got a busy day today. I'll be running all around the state.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You're a jogger.
Right, yeah. I didn't realize you were a marathon runner.
What's going on today?
All right, I'll be driving. But then again, after all that, I might be running.
Mm.
So there's a big rally up at the Capitol. They're going to be giving away free joints and free edibles
really
for anybody who starts at 10. I think it goes from like 10 to 2.
Damn it.
Who's giving away free joints?
Seriously.
Yeah, all the activists, the Connecticut Candle Warriors are up there giving away free joints and free edibles to celebrate 420.
The Candle Warriors. They'd attack, but they always forget.
Will there be a simultaneous mass light-up in
nice.
Hartford?
There will be at 4:20 in the afternoon. It is tradition for everybody to light up no matter where they are. So no matter what party you're at, no matter what rally you're at, even if you're at home.
If you pull over by a cop.
If you're in the car, you got to pull over.
Okay.
It's 4:20 in the afternoon. Everybody lights up at the same time, no matter where you are.
Now, why is it always 4:20 in the afternoon, not 4:20 in the morning?
Well,
it's 4:20.
Sleeping.
we would have missed it already.
Okay. I'm just saying.
You could do both.
Why not both?
Because that's a long day.
Okay.
You know.
I have faith in you, Joe.
I was just curious.
But, and then there's going to be numerous parties all over the state. I know I'm going to a big, giant one in Milford. There's a couple going on in Hartford. So there's going to be a bunch of 420 parties all over the state where consumption is allowed and gifting is allowed.
Nice. Right.
So,
Joe LaChance, the weed guy, is on. Today is 420. Where will you be at 420?
I will be at a big party in Milford.
Nice. He does sound a little stoned.
In Milford.
Yeah,
I will be at a big party in Milford.
Is the public invited?
Yeah, but you have to know the location. I can't give it out on the air.
Just follow the smell.
It's a secret.
Wait, if the public is invited,
you can't tell.
A certain public.
Right.
You need a secret handshake.
The cool privileged public.
The cool public, yeah.
Yeah, if you know, you know. In other words, you're not going to see it in the newspaper, and they're not going to advertise it.
So the public's not invited.
The cannabis public is invited.
Right. That's totally different than the regular public.
The police public,
right.
Not invited.
That's the one you don't want.
Cannabis public,
right.
Invited.
Right.
Yes. Right.
Well, all right, so around like 4:25, I'm going to side my deck and just breathe the air.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Good idea.
It's going to be around somewhere. Sounds like a party in AJ's backyard.
Here's the address. I'll give it to you. It's not far from you.
Oh, really? It's interesting to me that you, the weed guy who's been trying to get weed legal in Connecticut for over a decade, and we've been following your struggle, that you wouldn't be at the Capitol at 4:20 lighting up with, you know, the masses.
Well, nobody will be there. It ends at 2:00.
Oh, okay.
I am going to be at the Capitol in the morning.
Now, why wouldn't you all plan to be there at 4:20? No?
They forgot.
Buzzkill?
I think they're having the after party. That's where they're going to be.
Oh, the after party. Gotcha.
Yeah, there's a bus that goes from the rally to the party.
Oh, all right. I just thought, you know, I just thought it would be a good visual for you.
No, that would be.
At 420.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
At 420.
I didn't plan the rally.
What's that?
I didn't plan the rally. I'm just going.
Yeah, exactly right. You're not the organizer of the event. You're just an attendee. Joe LaChance is on. It's 4:20. He started this break by taking four huge hits.
Yeah. At least.
And he's got the best stuff.
Yeah. That sounds interesting. What was it called again? Lemon something?
Super Lemon Haze.
Super Lemon Haze.
Purple Haze is taken, right? You can't name weed Purple Haze. Jimi Hendrix owns that.
They do name a weed. There's a weed Purple Haze.
Oh, yeah?
Really? Yeah.
Well, yeah, because that was named after acid, if you remember.
Okay.
That song.
Oh, was it?
They have one called Cop Behind Me.
Paranoid.
Right.
Hold on one second. Let's take this call. Chaz and AJ.
Hey, Chaz and AJ. Bob Kelly. How are you?
Hey, Bob Kelly.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
All right, thanks for calling.
Okay. We are celebrating.
Making banana bread.
Are there any more steps to take in this legalization of marijuana in Connecticut, or are we there?
Well, right now they're doing the licenses. So they are in the current process of taking applications and lottery applications for a bunch of different licenses for Connecticut. And they are expecting the legal sales to start sometime late June. They were shooting
that is
for
good weed, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And they're expecting. I can hear you choosing your words carefully.
I don't want to make the flubble reel on Friday.
Right.
Wow. All right, sorry. I interrupted.
Yeah, you were saying?
Yeah, so they're giving out licenses now. I think in May is when the cutoff is, mid-May. And there's a bunch of different licenses people can get. They've already had about 600, almost 600 have been applied for already.
Damn. How many are they giving out?
Oh, they're only giving out a limited amount.
That's like a lottery or whatever. Yeah,
you gotta win it.
Yeah, like there's only 12 retailers, 4 micro cultivators, 10 delivery, 4 hybrid retailers, 10 food and beverage, 6 product packages.
Sounds like a bad Christmas song.
8 major, 8 major milking.
I should have done that. And then 4
it's not too late.
So there's not a ton of licenses that they're giving out. So for 500, you know, there's only about 30 or 40 licenses they're giving out total.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys, if they're ever going to legalize it for CDL drivers federally.
Oh.
Because truck drivers can't smoke.
Couldn't tell you.
Probably not.
Yeah, you kind of got a big thing going on there.
It would have to be legally.
And the truck.
It would have to be federally legal, which actually has gone through the first step in the House of Representatives. They did pass an act to decriminalize it. So it's getting closer, but the feds have to legalize it before that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And even then, I don't know if they're going to let drivers smoke. I mean, do they let them drink?
I have no idea.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, no. But during the downtime, when they're not driving, not working.
All right. Anything? Is there one website folks can go to, Joe, where they can find out where these 420 activities or festivities are going on?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a website. It's called Greenhaven Media.
Nice.
And they have a whole calendar of all the events up there.
Cool.
It's a great name.
They have coupon for Doritos?
Greenhaven Media.
I got to know, what's your munchie food?
Oh, that's a great question.
Oh, I go out to these events and I test all the edibles.
No, I meant like...
Food.
Yeah.
That is food.
Real sustenance.
He smokes a joint, gets the munchies, eats an edible.
That's what I do. But I like peanut butter with crackers.
Okay.
That's
too dry.
Yeah, it seems way too dry.
You should even talk.
We should have had that ready.
Do you have any?
You got it. I have peanut butter near me. I can't eat that this in the morning. No.
Oh, no. What's eggs first? Yeah.
Yeah, I got to have breakfast first.
Gotcha.
And then,
what are you eating for breakfast? It's always a good time for peanut butter.
And chocolate, I always like to have as well.
I'm going to call you Reese's.
I like to have as well.
I'm looking at the chocolate right now.
Oh, boy.
Do it.
It's done.
I could go get a chocolate.
So, you could.
Anyway, so that's what's going on. I will be at a couple different parties today, but I will be at the Capitol if anybody wants to say hello in the morning.
Nice.
But yeah, Connecticut legalization is coming along. The licenses are coming out. So we should be able to buy it in the stores by mid-June. And then, you know, I would say by next year, the industry is going to be going.
Awesome.
The weed's kicking in.
You can tell, yeah.
Joe, take one more hit, and then we're going to wrap this up.
All right. I will.
Twist his arm.
Right. He's going to anyway.
If you're going to make me, okay.
I have to go back to bed after this. I don't know. We'll see.
It's up to you. Don't miss the thing, though.
That would be funny.
He slipped through.
Anybody see Joe? Joe!
I think he was on the radio this morning.
I don't understand. He was supposed to. He organized the whole thing.
Bring us up at 8 o'clock tonight.
I just took the hit, man.
Oh, we miss it. Take another one.
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
We'll be quiet now.
Yeah, that was our fault.
Shh. AJ, what are you doing for 420?
Probably nothing.
All right, so we have some questions here for you, Joe.
Okay. Go Fed. Go for it.
Go Fed? Yes, go Fed.
Okay.
Which American president is on the half-dollar coin?
On the half-dollar Kennedy?
Yes.
Nice.
How many wheels are on 99 bicycles and one tricycle in total?
201.
Yes.
Wow. Oh my God, it's Rain Man.
Wow.
Nicely done.
Uniblab.
All right, one more.
When referring to time, we use AM and PM. What do they stand for?
Well, PM is post-meridian, meridian, and then AM after meridian. I don't know.
Past meridian?
That's way better than I would have done.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
No idea.
Anti-meridian and post-meridian.
Oh,
wow.
I didn't know any of those
it's
answers.
It's my anti-meridian.
Anti, okay.
Anti. With an E.
Yeah.
Oh, Andy Meridian. Okay.
Yeah, you know
so,
her.
Hey, I almost got them all right.
Andy Meridian.
Right, dude, you did good.
Yeah,
man.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Joe, very nice. We're linked up to normal, NORML.org. Happy 420, brother.
All right. Happy 420. One hit. Here we go. Happy 420.
Happy 420.
You too.